Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Russell Brunson. I want to welcome you back to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. I got something special for you guys over the next three episodes. I'm actually on vacation right now. Thanksgiving vacation. My wife and my kids and I are all in Kauai, Hawaii. You might hear them giggling in the background, depending on how well this microphone picks up noise. And so I didn't have a chance to record a podcast for the next couple episodes. But before I left on vacation, I actually had a chance to be part of a really cool summit that my friend Christopher Voss put on called the ROR Symposium. And he had me as his keynote speakers, and he had me talk about just my history, my journey using relationships and joint ventures and things like that, the Dream 100, as I call it, to build my business and everything we've done over the last almost 20 years now. And so it was a really special presentation. It was one that I came to with notes, but not PowerPoint slides and things like that. It was more, I just wanted to kind of share from my heart. And if you know Christopher Voss, you know, he's a very emotional person and he brings out emotion. And apparently I found out afterwards, all the speakers ended up crying. In fact, I did as well during my presentation. So there's something really special in the middle that you'll find out about. But anyway, I hope you really enjoy these. They're going to help you to learn how to build joint ventures, how to find your Dream 100, how to build better relationships with people, and how to turn that into more business and help you to get your mission out there to change more people's lives. If you don't know who Christopher Voss is, I recommend following him. He told me that the best site to send you guys to, I said, where should I send people to listen and want to go deeper with you and learn more about relationships and how to build businesses using them? And he said the RORuniversity.com would be the best place for you guys to go. So if you want to go deeper with Chris, go to RORuniversity.com. Check out what he's got there. And with that said, I'm a cute theme song. When we come back, you have a chance to hear the first part of my keynote presentation.
So the big question is this: how are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
As I was kind of thinking through this, I was like, man, there's, you know, 30 something speakers coming. Everyone's talking about different ways to do this ROR, return to relationship game. And everyone's got different ideas and things. And it got me thinking back, man, almost 19, 20 years ago now. And so if you guys are cool with it, I just want to do some story time and tell you guys my story and some of the things along the journey that I tried, the failures, the successes, specifically inside of this like relationship and joint venture partners and things like that. And hopefully it'll give you guys some comfort, because everyone's starting different points. And sometimes you look at someone like me, you're like, oh, well, Russell knows Tony Robbins and Dan Kennedy and da da da. But there was a day 18, 19, 20 years ago where I was a little kid, scared out of my mind, awkwardly trying to message people pre-Facebook, you know, so I'm sending emails and and it was scary and hard. And so hopefully it'll give you some, you know, some faith, and wherever you're in your journey, just like, okay, this is right. It's going to be good. It's going to be, for some of us, especially the introverts like me, like this is going to be something that kind of stretches you and feels uncomfortable sometimes. But then it can become something you really love and enjoy, and gives you the ability to change the world at a level you never thought was possible. So that's kind of my game plan. And then after that, we can open for some Q&A or whatever we want to do, or we can celebrate, have a party, or we can sing Christopher's song, let him have a nap. It'll be, anyway, whatever you want to do, it'll be fun. So looking back, it's funny because when I got started in this business, I was still in college. So I just met my beautiful wife, Colette, who I think we're celebrating our 20th anniversary this summer, which is crazy. So she's stuck around my chaos for this long, and she's the best. And so, but we just gotten married, and I was trying to figure out how to support her. I was wrestling, and I didn't want to quit wrestling. So I'm like, how do I wrestle and do all these things at once? And so I did what most people do, and I went to Google and typed in how to make money, right? Which who here has done that at one point in your career? And you go on this rabbit trail, right? Of like, whoa, there's a lot of things to do, and everyone's got a different thing. And you start joining email newsletters. You know, those are at first, and you start getting these emails from all these people. And then for me, it was like, I was reading blogs, and then I was joining, they didn't have Facebook groups back then. They had forums. So I was joining like the Warrior Forum and the How to Corp Forum. And then anyway, there's like 20 or 30 different forums. So all day long, I'm reading forums of people, and I'm getting emails, and I'm learning all these things. And it was interesting because I was learning all the different pieces, right? Like some people would talk about SEO, and that's what they geeked out on. So like I started reading all the SEO articles and I started learning how to do SEO and backlinking. So I was like, oh, this is how you make money. And then someone else was like, SEO is stupid. This is how we make money. And they had a whole different strategy. And then someone else had a different strategy. And soon I was just looking at all these shiny objects. And I was like, I don't know which one I'm supposed to do. How many of you guys have ever felt that before? Like there's like 8,000 things. Like Russell said funnels. Someone else said this. Like, And so I was in that as well. And so I was just like, I got in this perpetual like learning phase, right? Where I was like learning and studying and learning and studying. Then I started watching what was happening, right? And I was on all these different email lists, but then it seemed like coordinated, like once every couple months, all of a sudden I would get an email from 30 or 40 people who somehow had gotten their email lists. And all of them would be talking about the same product at the exact same time, right? And all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, everyone's talking about this thing, right? And I think one of the first ones I saw, there was an old ebook called Google Cash. And it's how people making money on Google, doing Google ads. It's Chris Carpenter's offer. And he had gotten a whole bunch of affiliates. I don't know how at the time, but a whole bunch of affiliates all promoted at the same time. So my inbox, I'm in college, open my inbox, and there's like 40 emails from people all talking about this book. I'm like, everyone's talking about it. It's got to be the secret. I was so excited. And I went and paid the $67 for an ebook, which no one knew what ebooks were back then. And we were all confused. Like literally, I remember messaging the support team. And I was like, 2 weeks later, I'm like, when's the book going to show up? And they're like, it's digital. I'm like, I don't know what that means. What I mean to download it. And again, 20 years ago, that was weird. That wasn't like a thing that, you know, nowadays we all get it. But back then, and so I like download this book. I'm trying to read it. And I was just like, I paid $67 for a PDF. My wife's going to kill me when she finds out. But I'm reading it. I'm getting all excited. Like it's the next big thing. And all of a sudden, there's this next promotion. Everybody's talking about this next thing. I'm getting all these like 20, 30 emails. And I was like, oh, it's got to be this. I jumped over there and it started me on this rabbit trail. And I just remember being confused and overwhelmed and all the things a lot of us go through, right? And about that time, this was probably the very first ever high ticket, or not even high ticket, like $1,000 product. There was this guy and I didn't know who he was at the time. But again, all of a sudden the emails start flying in my inbox, right? And they're all for this guy. They say, this guy is the godfather of internet marketing and he's retiring. And because of that, he's giving away his entire empire, everything he's built. And he called it the farewell package. Like, this is my farewell from the internet. I'm done. I'm out. I've made millions of dollars. Now I'm leaving. And his name was Mark Joyner. And I didn't know who Mark was at the time, but I started reading the emails and the stuff. And I was just like, this is the greatest thing in the world, right? So I remember going to the sales page, reading through it, ready to try to, you know, buy it for 20 or 30 bucks or whatever. And the price went was $1,000. And I was like, oh, like I do not have $1,000. I've never had $1,000. My wife was working, supporting the time. And she was making, I believe, $9.50 an hour. So I mean, it would take her, man, over 100 hours. No, she's got taxes, probably 200 hours of her working. So that's, you know, that's a lot of time to pay for this $1,000 course. I remember looking at it and I was like, oh, like I don't have any money. Like I'm a broke wrestler. I just gotten married. Therefore now I'm living off my wife who's making $9.50 an hour as a receptionist at where she was working at. And I was like, there's no way I can do it. And so I remember not being able to buy it. But I kept seeing the emails and the promotions and, you know, the urgency and the scarcity. And eventually got to the point where it was about to sell out, probably 5 or 6 weeks into this whole thing and about to sell out. And they were, you know, closing down the cart. I remember the night before, again, for those who are newer, before there were webinars, there were these things called teleseminars where you would pick up the phone and you would call and you would just listen to people talk. And so I called this teleseminar, and on the teleseminar, these guys were talking about the Mark Joyner farewell package. And like, it was going to be gone the next day and you had to get it. And I remember like listening to it and being sick to my stomach and laying in bed that night. And I was like, I have to do it. Like, this is my thing. And being so stressed out. And finally, next morning I was still laying in bed. My wife woke up and I was like, Colette, I know I bought like a lot of stupid things that haven't done anything with any of it yet, but like, I think this is the one, I think this is the thing. Like, I remember asking her, I was like, can I buy it? And she's like, and she said something like, in fact, I talked about it. I wrote it in the Traffic Seekers book, the story, but she's like, well, like, do you think this is like the one for you? I was like, yeah, I think this is the one. She's like, okay, then here's our credit card. And we only had like a $500 credit limit. So I had to call the bank, like, can you double our limit to 1,000? Like, this is how like green we were back then. And we did it. And I bought the course. I remember I got the course and there was like 15 CDs, all these interviews. And so I started listening to the CDs. And what was crazy is Mark was talking, he kept talking over and over and over again about two concepts. The first one was the power of your own list. He kept talking about you have to have your own email list and this is how it works. And if you have an email list of 10,000 people, you send an email out to your offer, you know, you can sell a whole bunch of your things. And I started to realize, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is literally, it's been happening to me. Like I'm on all these people's email lists. They have a big email list, send an email. And if I buy a $1,000 course, they must have made $500. And I started doing like, started putting the pieces together. It's like, oh my gosh, this is how it works. And some of you guys, I'm not going to tell the whole story, but some of you guys have heard my story. Like after listening to two or three of these CDs, I was like, I need an email list. And I went down that whole journey where I got called a spammer. And anyway, so that's insert that story there. I'm not going to tell that story because it's outside the context of this event, but I started trying to send an email and it didn't work. And I was just like, like this thing Mark is teaching me, I need to have an email list, but everyone's got one except for me. Like, how could I don't have a list. It's not fair. And I kept listening to Mark's course. And as he got deeper and deeper in the course, he started talking about this thing called joint ventures. And he was like, every time we start a new company or launch a new product, the first thing we do before we buy ads or anything is we go and we have these different, you know, partners who all already have email lists. It's like, I go with people who already have email lists, and then some of them will promote and send traffic to my thing. And that's how you make money. And I was like, I was just seeing, I started like, you know, that there's this curtain in front of your face and the curtain's lifted. Like I saw the Wizard of Oz. I'm like, this is how it works. You have to have an email list. If you don't have an email list, you find other people with email lists and they promote your offer. And then the people buy your product and then you have an email list. And I was like, it all started making sense in my head. I was like, okay. And then I did what I'm sure all of you guys did, especially if you've read Traffic Seeker's book. And I didn't know what this was called at the time. I didn't have words for it, but it was basically my first Stream 100. I was like, okay, well, who's got an email list? Like Mark said, people have email lists. We need to find people with email lists. And so that was kind of the next question. And so I started making my first Stream 100 list. And it was funny because I had this farewell package I bought from Mark Joyner, and he had all the people he interviewed. So I said, well, this is my Dream 100, all the people Mark interviewed. And so I don't remember most of the names. I do remember Joe Vitale, though. He was one of the names. And some of you guys know Joe Vitale. If you go to MrFire.com, he's written like 400 books. He's awesome. I wrote Joe Vitale down. I started writing other people's names down. And so I remember I had Brilliant Stream 100 list. And I was like, okay, this is easy. I'm just going to email them all. And then they're going to promote my thing. And I'm going to be rich. Like this seems really awesome, right? And I'm sure some of you guys have thought that before. Hopefully it's not just me. So I started emailing Joe Vitale. And I can't remember all the other names. Joe's the one that stuck up in my head. I remember emailing them all. And then just waiting, like, hey, they're going to respond back to me. And then this is going to be this big thing. And I'm going to make a bunch of money. And I think I had my first or second product at the time. So I was like, I had a product for them to sell and everything. Sent all the emails out. And it was crickets. Not one person wrote back to me. And I was like, huh. I was like, okay, either this Mark Joyner is full of crap or I need to send another email. So being a, you know, relentless person, I sent another email to all of them. Like, hey, Joe Vitale, did you not get my email? Because I've got this new product. And if you promote it, we can split the money 50-50. It's going to be awesome. Right? Like he's for sure. Like, I'll even give you 60% commission. Like maybe I'll blow his mind. Right? So I tell him this thing. Crickets. Nobody responds back to me. And I remember just being like, I was like, this internet thing doesn't work. So I remember being frustrated and just like not knowing what to do. Not believing this JV thing actually worked. You know, assuming that it's impossible to build an email list. And you know, and I was stuck in that rut for a while, probably, I don't know how many, 4 or 5 months of this rut of just like, it didn't work. I tried, you know, and how many guys done that where you try something somebody told you and then you're like, ah, like it reminds me of, well, never mind. I'm not gonna tell a story, but it reminds me of just like, you know, so many of us do that where we're like, we're trying to follow a guru. We try a thing, doesn't work. And they're like, it didn't work. And it's like, maybe we just didn't execute it quite correctly. So fast forward a little while later, there was this internet marketing event. It was Armin Morin. It was called the Big Seminar back then. And it was like the seminar in the industry. Kind of like Funnel Hacking Live is nowadays. It was the seminar. And so I remember saving up some money and we flew out. I made a little bit of money online at this point. Not a lot. I was making, I don't know, maybe $1,000 a month or something. So I had a little bit of money just so I didn't have to yell, you know, borrow more money from Colette's credit card to go and go to this event. So I fly out to this event. It's in Atlanta. I go to the seminar. And I remember thinking, all the speakers on stage, I'm going to get all, that's going to be my next, you know, affiliates or my next people I'm going to be partners with. And so we're seeing all the speakers and they seem bigger than life. They're on stage and they're talking. And I was just like, if any of these guys promoted my product, I'd be rich. Like that's the thing going through my head. Right. And so I'm seeing them writing all their names down. Like, hey, I'm going to become partners with them and become friends with them. I'm going to go meet them face to face. Maybe that's the secret. If I meet them face to face, then it'll be easy. Unfortunately, I'm like insanely introverted and shy and scared. So I'm at the event. I see the person walking by. I remember like seeing Stephen Pierce. He was the guy at the time. He walked past. And I was just like, he walked right past me and he walked past. I'm like, blew it. Stupid Russell. Like you didn't even talk to him. And I'm sitting there in the hallway and all of a sudden I was in the bathroom. Armin walked next to me in the urinal next to me. I'm like, Armin's right here. What do? I say something? No, I can't say it. The bathroom is so awkward. And he looks over. He's like, hey man, how's it going? I'm like, good. And he's like, all right. And he walks away and walks out of the bathroom. I'm like, I blew it again. You know? And I'm too scared to talk to any of the speakers. But I'm like, for me, I'm like, this is the key. Like, this is the key to my freedom is these speakers. And I didn't dare do it. I wimped out every single person. I didn't talk to a single one of them. And then at nights, all the attendees would go to the bar. Now, I'm not a drinker. I've never drank in my life. No school don't believe me, but I've literally never drank in my entire life. So I'd go to these bars. And I was like, I don't want people to think I'm drinking because like I have a thing like that. Right? I want to avoid the appearance of evil at all costs. Right. So I remember I'd go to the bar and I was like, how do I, you know, and I literally, the bartender's like, you want something to drink? I was like, can you give me milk? He was like, hey, seriously? I'm like, I don't know. Can you? I was like, because if it's going to be like a Sprite, people are going to think it's some fizzy drink. I don't know. I don't even know what drinks are. Like, it's going to be fizzy, you know, something. So I'm like, if you give me milk, they're going to know that it's not alcohol, right? So I was like, all right. So the guy gives me a milk. I'm holding his milk at the bar, walking around. And everyone's like, all these people start coming to me, which is really cool. And they're like, are you drinking milk? I was like, yeah. Like, why are you drinking milk? I'm like, oh, well, I'm Mormon, so I don't drink. And so, you know, and I'll kind of laugh at me, but it opened a dialogue where they came to me. And this is, okay, side note, interesting for the introvert. Who are the introverts in the room? If you're an introvert, I learned something really cool. Nicholas Baerle actually told me this. He dresses weird because he's introverted and he's too scared to go talk to people. It's like, if I do something weird, it's like people come to me and like, oh, nice shirt, nice glasses, nice blah, blah, blah. And so that's what happens. I had this weird thing and then people came to me. To like, why are you drinking milk in a bar? And then it started a conversation. And then when I'm in the conversation, I can do it. It's like the walking up to like, how am I going to go? And you know what I mean? Like, so scary for me. And so people start talking to me. We start becoming friends and get to know people. And I'm talking in this group. And it was interesting because everyone I was talking to, they all had businesses just like me, but they weren't the guy on stage with a list of 100,000 people and all this kind of stuff, right? They were here and they had a list of like 500 people, or I got a list of 1,200 people. They were all kind of at this level, about the same level I was at. I was like, oh my gosh, we start talking and getting to know each other. And back then it was before Skype or it was pre-Skype. It was what do we use now? Slack or Instant Messenger or whatever. We used to use Yahoo Messenger or IRQ or AOL. And so it's always like, what messenger are you on? Like, here's my AOL chat, or here's my IRQ or ICQ, sorry, ICQ, or here's my, and so they give it to us. So like, that was how we get to know people. So I put it right down. And then I remember like the people, like when Mike Filsaime was on Yahoo Messenger, his name was signanddrive.com. And then I remember Brad Callen. I remember Brad Fallon. I remember, and so I started meeting all these people at the bar while I'm drinking my milk and getting known. I'm writing down all their little handles. And then we get home and away from the event. And so I start putting those things in and I start messaging him. I feel way more comfortable talking through text, you know, through Yahoo Messenger. And I was like, hey, great meeting you at the event. Like, blah, blah, blah. This is a picture of me. So you remember who I was, right? And the person was like, oh yeah, he was really cool. Like, you were the guy with the milk, right? I'm like, yeah. You know, and we start this dialogue. And then I was like, okay. And not even thinking that you guys would be like big partners someday, but I kind of started getting to know these people. And we were all kind of at the same level. And this is the key. Okay. I'm trying to tell stories with hopefully principles you guys can pick from it. All these people were at the same level. And I remember because at the same time, I was like messaging Joe Vitale, messaging all the speakers in the event, and none of them responding. It's just like crickets. No one's responding back. I'm talking to these guys. And I remember I was like creating an offer. And these guys have become my friends. I was like, hey, can you check this out? Like, do you think this is good? Is the offer good? And they started messaging back. And all of a sudden, like, they started becoming involved in my business, right? Like they had a vested interest because they were kind of like, oh, I would do this, or try this, or I tried this over here. And all of a sudden, we started sharing ideas back and forth. And it was really cool. And then they shared what they were doing back and forth. And it was really, really cool. And I had vested interest in their projects because I was like, oh, you should try this, or oh, I did this, you should try this. We built this little group of people. I don't even know. It's probably 4, 5, 6 people maybe that we kind of did this thing. And I remember because about the time is when my very first software product ever came out. And I don't talk much about this product, but it was a product called ZipBrander. And I'm so proud of it. And I remember I sent it to Mike Filsaime. I was like, hey, here's my first software. Check it out. He's like, dude, that's so cool. Do you want me to promote it to my list? And I was like, wait, he just asked me. Like, never happened. I was just like, I've been asking all the people at this level up here, all the people I'm looking up to, the gurus, the big famous people, no one, like crickets. And all of a sudden, like my friends, like, I'll promote to my list. And I was like, dude, are you serious? He's like, yeah. I'm like, okay. And so I give him the link. He sends an email to his list. And I can't remember. I paid him like 50, 60, 70. I don't know. I was like, you can have all the money. I just want, I need a list. I know the goal. The goal is to get a list. I'll give you 100% commission. Right. And so he promoted. And I think he sold 5 or 6 copies of my thing. But then I got the money and then I gave most of it to him. But then what happens, I got 5 or 6 customers, but a bunch of people, I had a pop-up on the site, a bunch of people felt a pop-up, and I got like 300 or 400 people in my email list. And I was like, oh, this is awesome. And then I knew Mike had a product. I was like, hey man, I was like, dude, I love it. He had a product called Carbon Copy Marketing back then or something. It was a two disc DVD set. And this is before DVD. So like, he literally would like go and he'd like print a DVD and ship it out to you from his house. Like this is how, again, 20 years ago, remember, this is before, you know, things like that. And so, He said, yeah. So I emailed my list of like 300 people from him, plus the 400 or 500 people I built. So maybe 1,000 from my list. I sent an email and I sold like 5 or 6 of his DVDs. And he's like, thanks, man. And like, we did our first like little cross promotion, and me and Mike became friends. And then Mike told me, Mike's like, dude, you know who you should do? I met this guy named Gary Ambrose. You should meet Gary because Gary has got a list too. And he promoted the same DVDs you just promoted. And it was awesome. You should get known. So he introduced me to Gary. Me and Gary met up, and I was like, oh, and Gary and I started sharing ideas. And then eventually he promoted my things. I promoted his. And then Gary's like, oh, dude, you should meet so-and-so. And I was like, oh, you should meet so-and-so. And all of a sudden we started this little like 4 or 5 people, start introducing more and more people. And soon I've got 20 or 30 friends all on Yahoo Messenger and AOL that we're talking back and forth and getting to know each other. Right. And what's interesting is that we all kind of helped promoting each other. Our list went from, you know, 400 or 500 people to 1,000 to 1500 to 1,000 to 2,500. And they kept growing. And I was looking at this little group of people all working together. Like it was like a groundswell where our businesses all started like gradually rising together. Like what do they say? Rising tide raises all ships, right? That's what started happening. And we started getting bigger and bigger. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. And we started doing more things. And this is, man, a 2 or 3 year period of time while I was in college, we're going back and doing these things. And it was just, it was really cool. Right. I remember one day Mike had this idea. Mike Filson had this idea for a product called Butterfly Marketing. Somebody's never heard of it, but it was the first time he had the idea. And he's like, hey man, check out the sales letter. And he had this huge sales letter. And on the sales letter, he had these testimonials from all the people, like all the people you'd want. Right. I was like, how'd you get all those guys' testimonials? He's like, oh, I didn't. I just put their pictures in and just as a placeholder, as like a dream of someday I want to get these people as testimonials. I was like, oh, that'd be so cool to get to know them. And then he's like, well, I met so-and-so, know so-and-so who does know that person. And all of a sudden like this network started happening, right? And Mike went and started messaging, and eventually got to the person, one of the people, and they gave him a thing. And all of a sudden he got a bigger promotion from a bigger person. And what happened is, as we started doing this, you know, again, the people I looked up to were way up here. And they wouldn't respond to me. And through that, and this group down here became friends. We all started going together. And eventually what happening is, as we got bigger and bigger and bigger, we got closer to these people. I remember probably, man, 2 years, maybe 3 years into this business, I had an idea. And I was like creating this whole project. It was a membership site. It was called The Lost Files. And it was based on old public domain books, which I could talk about that for 6 years. But it's like this geeky, nerdy thing that you can make money with. And so I got excited and I created this thing. And I was like, Joe Vitale, he's written like 500 books. I'm like, oh, Joe would be like my dream person. I know Joe had talked about public domain in the past. Joe had actually published a couple books from the public domain. I was like, he'd be my dream partner. But I was like, he's ignored like 40 emails from me. Like, there's no way he's going to respond to me now, right? But I was like, oh, I got to do something. So I remember I messaged him again this time. And I was like, hey, Joe, sorry to bug you. I have this new site. I explained the site, thelostfiles.com. Like, this is what it is, how it works and everything. And then the next day I get an email back from Joe. And I was like, too scared to even open. I'm like, oh, this is crazy. And Joe messaged me back. He's like, hey, Russell, so good to meet you. He's like, I've been seeing your name everywhere. All these different people keep promoting your stuff. I keep popping in my inbox. The Lost File sounds awesome. And the way he made the connection, like he didn't connect that it was me who was annoying him for like 40 emails prior. He just didn't connect it. Or maybe he just ignored it, or he forgave me or whatever. But he messaged back and said, yes. And I was like, oh, Joe Vitale said yes. And I was freaking out. And so he goes and he does this promotion. We him to tell seminar together. He promoted his list. And then at the teleseminar, he promoted Lost Files. We signed up like 300 members off his list at like $40 a month, which for a college kid is insane. And it was like this one deal. And then Joe's like, oh, by the way, have you ever met so-and-so and so-and-so? And like starts opening his doors again. And now because I had gotten closer and closer, I got one person in, and all of a sudden it opened up this whole network of people. And that was like my journey for the first 3 or 4 years. And so I wanted to kind of lead with that, because again, I think so many of you guys are like me, where you see the people. Like, I get people all the time, Russell, you say to build a dream 100 list. I've got a dream 1 and it's just you. And I'm like, not a good strategy. I literally said dream 100 for a very important per reason, because it shouldn't be me. Like, I do maybe one promotion a year, and usually it's for Tony Robbins. And so for me to say yes, it's going to be like, we got a date for a decade before it's going to happen. So like, if you're banking on that, like, it's going to be a long, long time for something to happen, right? I was like, instead, go and do things with people at your own tier, your own level, where they're looking for things and looking for cross promotion. Things will start happening. And then what happens, you start rising to the top. And all of a sudden, people like me are going to start seeing you. You show up my newsfeed. I start seeing emails. I start, all of a sudden, it's like, now there's this relationship, right? It's funny. There's, this is a funny story. So one of my buddies, I met him probably, it's probably been 12 years ago now. Some of you guys know is Chad Wollner. He's a chiropractor. I talk about him in the .com Secrets book. But he moved into our area. And so we go to church. We were going to the same church. And so he shows up and he sees me and he's like, see me online. He knew who I was and stuff. He came to me. He's like, Russell, he's like, dude, this is so, I can't believe you're my ward. Like, I've seen you before, blah, 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 all this stuff. And he's like, we actually have a mutual friend together. And I was like, we do. He's like, yeah. And he, so he's trying to, build the connection so we can, we can connect and stuff. And it was interesting because he said, you got this mutual friend. And then he told me the name. He's like, here's the guy's name. And I was like, don't know who he is. He's like, oh, weird. He's like, he talks about you all the time as if you guys are best friends. I was like, I don't know who that is. I'm so sorry. And years later, Chad and I had this discussion about this. And it was funny because he was like, nah, the realization is like, it's not who you know, it's who knows you, right? Like, I knew who Joe Vitale was. I knew who these people, I knew Tony Robbins. I knew that, like, so I wanted them, but it's not that I know them. I need them to know me. Right. So it's, how do you get them to know you? Well, it's like doing cool stuff in the market that they're playing in, showing up. Well, they see you in the newsfeed, they see you in email, they've seen stuff. We're all going to keep seeing these things. And then they see you. They got to know who you are. Right. When you approach them like, hey, my name is so-and-so. If they don't know who you are, it's going to be really hard to build a relationship. But they're like, hey, this is so-and-so. It's easy. Like, for example, I was trying to do a negotiation with someone the other day. How should I tell you all the details? I can't though. Anyway, really big company. You'd be aware of who they are. And so I tried to get a meeting with the founder of it. We get on a Zoom call like this. And the very first thing he says, he's like, man, Russell, he's like, I see you like 12 times a day. You are everywhere in my newsfeed. I get emails from you. Like, you must be the best internet marketer on the planet. And I was like, this is going to be the easiest negotiation of my entire life because he knows exactly who I am, right? As opposed to me coming to him and like trying to explain who I was, right? And so it's like, as you're doing stuff actively in the marketplace, people will start seeing, they'll become aware of you. Right. And that's how you start rising to the top. Like, I get people all the time that like message me, like, hey, can I speak in front of you live? I'm like, I don't know who you are. Like, I'm the best speaker. Here's my speaker. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I don't know who you are. Right. But check this out. McCall Jones, who I think is on here, or she was on here earlier, right? McCall, she showed up in front of you live. Then she does this thing and then she starts publishing and she starts doing things. And like, I start seeing her everywhere. I see her energy and her excitement. I see how she's developing things. She's like using things she learned from me, but developing her own things, which was really cool. Cause I'm like, oh my gosh, she's a good student and she's doing things. And like, this whole thing starts happening and I see her in my feed. I see her all the time. And like my friends start talking about her. And then Monica, who's on this as well. Monica messaged me. There's McCall right there. Yeah. What's up? And Monica messaged me. Like, do you know McCall? You got it. And so like her friends are calling me and telling me to loosen stuff. And soon I'm like I'm watching everything she's doing. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm impressed when I start podcasts. Like, how many once or twice I talked about you on the podcast before we've been like met officially. I'm like, this girl McCall keeps showing me she's doing these cool things. And Funnel Hacking Live, as I'm like, who should speak at Funnel Hacking Live? I'm like, there's this girl who's never spoken on stage before, right? She never doesn't like, here's my speaker reel. I've got a perfect presentation, but I'm like, I'm seeing that. I was like, she'd be like the perfect person to come on stage and speak. And so anyway, hey, McCall, what's up?
Thank you. Wow, that's so nice. I'm just having you over here reacting to all your stuff. So, hey, yeah, keep going. Woohoo!
All right. Well, conceptually, it doesn't make sense. Like, it's, if you want to get into like, they're called the good old boys club. Like, how do I get in the good old boys club? It's like the way you get into it, you have to infiltrate and it starts like finding people at your own level and start playing the game, start moving forward, start making noise, start doing stuff. And then people can start seeing you and start becoming aware of you. Hey everybody, this is Russell again. And really quick, I just opened up a texting community, which means you can text me your questions. And right now I'm spending anywhere between 10 and 30 minutes every single day answering questions through text message to people who are on the podcast. And so I wanted you to stop everything you're doing, pull your phone out and actually text me a message, okay? Now the phone number you need to text is 208-231-3797. Once again, it's 208-231-3797. When you text me, just say hello, and then what's gonna happen is it'll add you to my phone, and then it'll send you back a message where you can add me to your phone, and then we can start having conversations. On top of that, through this texting community is where I'm going to be giving out free swag, giving away free copies of my book, let you know about book signings, about times I'm coming to your local area, and a whole bunch more. So I want to make sure you are on this list. On top of that, every single day, I'm sending out my favorite quotes, my favorite frameworks, and things you can get for free only through my texting platform. So what you need to do right now is pull out your phone and text me at area code 208-231-3797. One more time, that's 208-231-3797. I can't wait to hear from you right now.